This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get reward points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Christopher Schindler has a chance to write his name in Huddersfield Town legend.
It's okay. There's always another game. It's the championship, baby. It's the warm-up episode 138. It's your host, Brady Frost, and Tom Bradshaw joins me. Tom, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, Brady, mate. Yeah, I am. I'm not too bad after a pretty poor performance from Town last night. But I wasn't as disappointed as what I feel like some people were, but we'll get into that during this, won't we?
We will get into that, mate. Yeah, because, I don't know. Defeat kind of brings it all back. We were having a nice little bubble, weren't we, with undefeated under Andrew Brighton-Ryder. But, yeah, let's talk about last night in Wales briefly. But before we do, your pal and mine, West Yorkshire Sports, Louis Reynolds from the BBC, he was at the game last night with Glennon and Oggy, and here's what he had to say on the proceedings. He's done a little lovely voice note for us.
Hi, guys. Just on the way back from Cardiff after being down at the game for BBC Radio Leeds last night. Overall reflections, it was flat, wasn't it? I think Town looked good in the first half, put some nice balls together, put some nice passes together. But obviously no end product, unfortunately. In that first half, the goal, we mentioned on air that the centre-halves probably could have done a bit better picking him up, communicating a little bit, which I guess we haven't really criticised the defence really this season, which is amazing given Town's position. And in the second half, it almost felt at times they felt it was coming. The last 6 minutes when that board went up for added time, it almost felt like there was no urgency. They were just expecting the goal to come. So a strange one, a flat game all round. It was a flat atmosphere. If someone had said that's a game between two sides who can't get in the playoffs or can't go down, you wouldn't have been surprised. But of course, any defeat at this stage of the season, given Town's position, is obviously not ideal. And I know that's stating the obvious, only outside the relegation zone now on goals scored. So they really need to start picking up some wins. I think it's obviously too early to criticise the new head coach. I think we've seen a lot of good from Andre Brighton-Ryder's side in the last couple of games. I still think we've seen enough already from him that he'll be able to get Town out of this. But obviously those wins, those points being picked up needs to start sooner rather than later. QPR, as we know, getting a point last night. Sheffield Wednesday are in really good form at the moment. It's going to be very interesting, isn't it, to see how Andre reacts to a defeat, to see what changes on Sunday when West Brom and Carlos Corberan come to Town. But still, I think the opening three games for him, plenty to be positive about. I've said all season this Town team have enough in them to stay up this season, and I still think they will. West Brom on Sunday, and then obviously you look down the fixture list, there's Rotherham, Millwall, Stoke to come. They're games that Town really need to be ironing and eyeing up and certainly picking up some points. So yeah, a flat one, a real flat one last night. An anti-climax, I think, given the win against Watford and the good performance against Leeds. But a quick turnaround, so we will go again on Sunday.
Cheers, Louis. So yeah, last night, loss. Tom, they're going to cover it on Sunday, I'm sure, but we can talk about it seeing as this is the, you know, the day after. What did you make of it last night? You said you think people were a bit doom and gloom.
I didn't, like, look, I think what it came down to last night was seven or eight of the players were all had really bad individual games. I think there was great intent shown from the way we were trying to play football, but there were so many times last night, and the players should actually be embarrassed at this kind of thing, because they're professional, they're second tier English footballers. And there were so many times where we had a chance to counter, or we were in the final third and we had a chance to get a great ball into the box, and it either, one example, and it happened a couple of times, Bergzorg down the left crosses it in, it goes out for a throw in basically. And then there was another one that sticks in my head where, for once, Cardiff had committed quite a few players forward and we had a chance to counter. Sauber picks it up about halfway in our half, and just his pass to Radoni is just so shit and behind him. Sorry, like it was just terrible. Like, but there was so many instances of that, and we didn't really then get the chance to build. The Danny Ward kind of miss as well, I think that's a big one, from like 3 yards out. I mean, maybe it's one of those, isn't it, where you maybe a bit of a cliche, but I think he's thinking about it a bit too much. All he has to do is kind of get a knee on it or something maybe, and it goes in. But I think Town were good for a point at least last night, and it's a shame. Matos and Headley stand out for me. I thought Headley's kind of, especially after, I mean, he probably could have got a red card or a build-up with a dive and then raising an arm. But after that, he kind of came to life, and I think he thrived off being booed by the Cardiff fans for the rest of the night, and he looked like a real handful. And Matos just absolutely throws himself at everything. I absolutely love it. Like, the boy is going to do a two-yard pass and he decides to head it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just funny to watch, like, I just love it. But he never does it in a stupid way where he's costing us possession. But I just love how he decides to head absolutely everything, it seems. But yeah, Brady, I came away from it a bit more disappointed, in a sense that there was a chance for us to maybe get some of there, and disappointed in the individual performances rather than a collective team performance. But I think Cardiff had its number a bit, in the sense that they sat off us, let us have the ball. And when they realised, fucking hell, some of these lot can't pass it 5 yards, then they were probably laughing and thinking, we're not really going to have to do too much tonight, which is a shame. And yeah, I think that's something that Andre said in his post-match was, that is the one side of things they need to work on, like off the ball, pretty good. But when we get the ball, and Jack Rudone, he said it as well, like it's just not good enough. Some of the play with the ball, and yeah, just got to be better in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it online. Some people suggesting, and obviously we were chatting about it a bit before, but you know, do you think the Leeds game took it out of them a little bit as well? You know, this game's in midweek, traveling to Cardiff. It was quite a big shift, especially with 10 men on the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's 10 men for, what was it, 60 minutes of the game, pretty much, if you take into account the added time and things. So, yeah, it's a lot of hard work, that. So it's probably going to have an effect on them. But, I mean, it shouldn't have an effect on them where they can't pass a ball 5 or 6 yards to a guy in a bright, yellow, luminous Town shirt. Do you know what I mean? So I'd say, yeah, probably did have an effect, but I also just think just one of those nights where unfortunately six or seven have turned up and just had a bit of a shocker. And I mean, when that happens and it's only three or four, you're in trouble. But when it's like nearly half the squad, it's not good enough, really. I still take some positives from it. The main one was I was sat there thinking, Jesus, because I think if there's people who listen to this podcast every week, probably thought, blimey, Tom would have kept more to the end of the season, wouldn't he? But I think last night I was there like, Jesus, what was I thinking? Because some of that last night was nothing compared to what we saw under Darren Moore. I think there was great intent shown. We got in some brilliant positions and it just came down to that kind of final third. And I don't think Town were there playing for a point at any point last night. I mean, obviously they went one down, but I still think Town knew they could get 3 points there, but it was just bad individual performances.
Yeah, I think this is the thing, particularly with this time of the season, you always look at the running and you kind of like circle the results. And as we know, the Championship, again, to throw all the cliches in there, that's why we love it. It's unpredictable. But the games you circle, it never like actually works out how you'd expect. I mean, you don't even have to go that far back to like Warnock last season where the running looked really tough and we got some good results. I think, you know, you talked about Darren Moore there, and I think you're right, Tom. I think both of us were maybe wanting to give him the benefit of the doubt. I do think, you know, it was clearly the right decision because we have seen a response from the players. But, and that's the thing, you know, if it's hard to not compare, and this isn't a criticism of Darren Moore, but, you know, Andrew Brantner has been in charge for 3 games and we've got 4 points. You know, I think that's not something we were kind of seeing under Darren Moore. I mean, you know, and that's fine, it didn't work out. It's not a criticism, but that would be, you know, he was a bit more of a risk averse manager. And I imagine we may have had 2 draws and a defeat. So I don't know. I'm with you. I'm not getting too down on it. I think it's always disappointing to lose, particularly, you know, no one likes to lose, particularly. It was a bit meh, wasn't it? It was just that kind of game, a bit frustrating. But I don't think it's the end of the world. And, you know, there's plenty of other games coming up. And I think, yes, it's incredibly tight at the bottom end of the table, you know, and there's going to be so many permutations. Town might even drop into the bottom three at one point, but I keep saying it, and it's, you know, famous last words, but I do think we're on a bit of an upward trajectory. Like you say, even though it wasn't a great game last night, I can see a little bit more from what we're trying to do. And yeah, it's in our own hands, and we've got quite a bumper mailbag for this. Quite a lot of questions about that, but I'm not getting too down about this game. Like we were going to lose a game. West Brom's a tough one, which we'll come on to preview. But yeah, I think we're feeling okay. Like you say, and here we are doing it the day after. Whereas it's hard, you know, when in the moment, there's nothing worse than watching your team be a little bit turgid for 90 minutes, is there?
No, exactly, mate. I mean, I get people's kind of instant reaction straight after the game, I think the kind of thing that I'm looking forward to this West Brom game is, I think it's obvious that the players realised that they didn't perform last night, and I think, like straight out, Bergsorg coming out and putting on his Instagram saying how awful he played, because he did, and it's just nice to see that. He saw that Rudoni's post-match pretty much saying similar thing. He wasn't happy with his performance. And it's quite refreshing in that sense that I don't really remember players coming out and saying that they felt they played bad under Moore. And I feel like I'm digging Moore out a lot here, but I think we heard quite a bit of that when he did leave players little comments about the system and stuff. And I think hopefully the performances give the lads a bit of a kick up the backside and we see some proper improvements on Sunday from a personal and individual perspective.
Absolutely. Well, we talked about Cardiff. I think let's get on to that West Brom game because we're kind of talking around it. Obviously, Brighton Wright did suffer his first defeat as Town boss, and the next match is a tough one against West Brom to the John Smiths. They've lost just once of their last 8 league games. They did draw last night to QPR away 2-2, and they haven't lost away from home since the end of January, which was 2-0 defeat to Norwich. Tom, what are you expecting from this one? Carlos's return. Our certified booing expert for Carlos Corberan. Are you going to be booing him on Sunday?
Yes, I think if he'd have beat QPR last night, maybe I'd have given him a pass. But because I watched probably half an hour of that game in between town game because it kicked off a little bit later, and QPR looked great. I think they are probably going to stay up, Brady. And I think we said that at the start of the year. I think the thing that's kind of thrown a spanner into the works is the Sheffield Wednesday revival, which has made it more a two-place relegation battle now rather than one. And fair play to Wednesday. Like, you've got to really hold your hands up for Wednesday there. So, West Brom looked good at spells last night. QPR were very aggressive. And in that kind of final 20 minutes that I watched, 15 minutes, it looks like West Brom were worried about dropping points. And I think if Town can play with a bit of belief and desire to think kind of almost like 3 points or nothing is the best result, then I think you could really give them a good game. I mean, they turned it on for that kind of couple of minutes when to get those two goals. But other than that, from the bits that I saw, they were all right. It's a Carlos Corberan team. They're very well drilled, very well organised. The thing that I'm kind of taking from it is, and this is what Cardiff didn't do last night, was play it out from the back, have a lot of the ball, whereas West Brom, still under so much pressure in the last 20 minutes, 15 minutes, were still playing it around at the back. And fair play to them. They did do pretty well at points, but there was areas where they gave it away because that press from QPR was really intense. And I think one thing we saw in the game against Watford and Leeds was the press worked great. And especially if we've got that home crowd behind us, I think these home games are going to be massive for our running. We can do all right against this lot, I think, Brady. I think there's a chance here. But it is a Carlos team, so we've got to be careful. We know how well drilled they are. But there's obviously, you say, the run that they're on, and I think we kind of touched on this against Leeds. These runs have got to kind of come to an end, and there's always going to be some trip up. Then they're not the perfect Championship team. So, yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I have always kind of thought, particularly with Town over the last couple of seasons, like having a team that is going to come out and get us, that suits us, you know, like typically, I think we do quite well counter-attacking, like Warnock was a good example of that, I think. And the Brighton Rioters, we've seen a little bit of that, particularly under Wormington as well. It's difficult. I think we are quite well versed in how our core brand side sets up. You've touched on that. I think it will be a bit of a, I think we'll have to be quite patient. I think it'll be a bit of a cagey one because, as you say, Carlos is quite happy to keep it tight. And, you know, as we saw in that really good season where we reached the playoffs, you know, they'll create two or three chances and probably score from one of them, and because they're quite high quality chances. So, yeah, it'll be tough. They do have players to hurt us. I mean, it's hard to, so they've got quite a few talented attackers. The one who seems to keep getting the attention is Mikey Johnston on loan from Celtic, seeing as he's done the same goal twice in like a couple of weeks. I don't know. I agree with you with the crowd behind us. I do think we could get something out of this. Again, I think the point would be okay. I know we need wins, but again, games like West Brom aren't going to define your season. There is other games coming up. A win would be good,
and I think if that kind of sets the tone for the trajectory of performances, like win lose, you know what I mean. Then that should keep us up. I think I'm saying 5 wins definitely keeps us up. So I think we've got to reach 50 points, haven't we? But yeah, the bits I saw last night, Brad, I thought Jed Wallace was good. I mean, we know the quality that he has, and I spoke to my Millwall fan mate who couldn't believe it when he left and he went on a free as well. Alex Mowat, one of my favourite championship players. I think he's, I love watching him play. Great player. Furlong doing well. Chalobah, a lot of control there, kind of in the middle, works really hard. And Dean Garner kind of found a bit more form. I think he dropped off a bit, didn't he, start of the year, and he seems to be reigniting that kind of that form when there was a lot of people talking about him a couple of seasons ago. So, yeah, they've got a good squad. And I saw some West Brom fans say this is like saying how good a job Carlos is doing. Like, it must be one of the worst squads he's had, or something along those lines. And I was like, it's not actually that bad. It's not that bad a squad when you compare it to what we've had over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'd kill for West Brom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when we played Jaden Brown? We played Jaden Brown as a left winger. Anyway, we'll cheer people up. Well, we'll cheer you up, Tom, because it's Quan's question time. I was very intrigued by some of the responses we got, because we only got one.
A few things change, but also a lot of things are still the same.
And that question was, maybe it was the timing of which I did this, because I'll be honest, I forgot until we were about an hour before kickoff. But it was, you have to go for a pint with one of the lads on the podcast, both shows, who you're choosing and why. We got one response. It was from Nick Jenkinson, and he said, Tom, because he seems calm, unlike Cozzy, and a great artist. Tom, how are you? Bit of a backhand compliment, would you say?
Yeah, that's very kind of you. I don't know if I am calm. I mean, I haven't had a pint with Cozzy, and I'd love a pint with Cozzy, so... I think next time I'm at a game and he's there, I'm going to have to force him into coming for a pint with me. Question, Brady, though. I think you need to open that up and maybe get some more responses for the week after. Because, yeah, I think putting it out after Town lose 1-0 to Cardiff and everyone's moaning about the performance has not helped that one, has it?
Yeah, fair. Well, I'll make you pick. Obviously, you've gone for a pint with me, so you don't have to pick me. So yeah. Anyone from the other chair, put your Cozzy there, haven't you?
I've had a pint with Matt. Never had a pint with Pozza, but Johnny either. So I think Cozzy, though, I'd love to speak to Cozzy more about his journeys around Europe, watching Spanish and German and whatever Portuguese football, to be honest. Where was he last night? Bernabeu instead of Cardiff away.
Yeah. I mean, if you have the choice, you do what Cosby did, wouldn't you?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, the reason I put it is because actually I was in the same pub as Cosby after the Leeds game, but I was on a bit of a time schedule, so I didn't get a chance to like say hello properly. But that's hence why I did it. I've been for a pint with Matt. As you can imagine, he comes up with all the strange names for me as he does it on the podcast. I've not had a pint with Johnny. I've been on the same pitch as Pozza after the Luton game. Yeah. not been for a pint with him. I don't know. Yeah. We'll open it up anyway, like we say, see. Tom, big ego boost for you there. Great artist, and you seem calm like that.
Thanks.
Well, if you do want a pint yourself, obviously you can go to Magic Rock Tap Room before the game on Sunday or after the game. However, if you can't wait till then, we are sponsored by Magic Rock Brewing, and you do get 10% off any online orders that you do. Just use our code AHTTC10 and get it in the checkout. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see the little ticker. If you're listening, you've heard me say it. You've heard me say it every preview show, so use it. And we'll come back. We've got a bumper mailbag, as I keep saying, so let's get stuck into that.
Cozzy, what's your favourite away day?
Matt, it's got to be the City Ground at Nottingham. Just old school stadium, you're right near the pitch, great atmosphere. But there's nothing like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app.
At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Okay, Tom. What's this West Brom game? we've got quite a few mailbag questions to get through. So I just like, yeah, it's on Sunday, it's on Sky. We kind of talked about it a little bit. I think let's just go straight into the match predictions, really. What are you kind of expecting from this one? And yeah, give me a score prediction.
It's going to be, I think the first like 25, 30 minutes are going to be kind of massive. I think if we can obviously not concede, then that is going to help us a lot. I mean, I feel like trying to think back to Carlos under us as well and things. I think we were very good at kind of taking a lead and holding on to it. But I don't really, I feel like he's good at holding on to it, but once the kind of pressure comes on, it becomes quite difficult. And that's what I mean by, I think if we can get to halftime either ahead or level, then there's a massive chance of Town getting 3 points for me. But I think, yeah, we've got to hope that they're going to want the ball a lot, because that's the way we win games. I think when we're given the ball, we panic a bit too much with it and just not really good enough to play fluid football. So, yeah, I think there's going to be some good performances from kind of hopefully Del Boy and Redoni and that lot, who maybe you'd say had bad games and need to show something. So I think going to be a very tight game, Brady, but I think you're right, a draw probably, but I won't go far off town, maybe nicking a 1-0 win here.
Okay, so you're going to go 1-0?
I'm feeling confident. I just feel like there's got to be, I think the way the players have kind of gone on about how bad the performance was and stuff last night, there's got to be some reaction out there. They've got to show they want it. They've got to show why they're on that pitch. Like, there's players on that bench who people are questioning why they're not getting game time. So, like, it's not like your position is a dead cert at the moment either. So, yeah, the players have really got to show why they're in this starting 11. And it's going to be also interesting in it. I mean, there's a lot of talk about, isn't there, about Jonathan Hogg, and is he past it basically? But probably did miss him last night, and I wonder if he just brings that kind of added calmness and lets players maybe feel like they can do a bit more when he's on the pitch. So it's going to also be quite interesting seeing us in another game without him. But yeah, I'm going to go up with a confident 1-0, Brady, and Bergzog to get that goal as a sorry I was so shit on Wednesday night.
Maybe that'll be his Instagram post when he gets the win. I think this will be another draw. I can see them scoring, but I can see us scoring. There you go, tactical analysis.
Yeah,
for me there. I do think they've got the quality attackers to hurt us. It really depends for me who's going to be in defence. You know, Balcombe obviously missed Cardiff, but there was potentially going to be fit for this. I think that's massive. We've got quite a few questions about defence, and I would maybe tweak some stuff. But I think a draw would be good. Yes, results might mean we're in the bottom three, but again, this is a team that's fifth in the table. You know, they are pretty solid. You know, like I say, we know what to expect from Carlos. But yeah, I don't know. It's, again, famous last words. I can't see us losing this one. I can't see us losing 2-2 on the spin. Like I say, if the players are kind of coming out and saying it's not good enough, Brian Wright strikes me as the person who, you know, you won't see two bad performances in a row. Things will kick on. So yeah, I'm going to go for a 1-1 here again, another home draw. I don't know. It's just hard to think of anyone who can score apart from Helic at the moment.
yeah, that is the big one. I think someone made the comment about giving Radders the Bojan the start on Sunday. I mean, from what we've seen, I mean, he came on against Blackburn, looked really good. He had that really good little cameo against City. So there's a player in there. There's something, obviously, a little bit at the moment. He got rattled against Sheff Wednesday, didn't he? He got absolutely rattled against Sheff Wednesday. And I don't know if that has put him off a bit. But there's a player in there. And I don't know if you give him that start just to give him a bit more confidence. I think this could be a very good game for him because they're not particularly an aggressive side, West Brom. So I think you could throw him in and he's not going to get roughed around. I think last night, Cardiff, which also, I mean, you got to hold your hand up sometimes and say Cardiff's kind of game plan was really good. Cardiff gave it back as much as we did last night. There was some good, strong challenges as a lot of pushing and shoving and stuff. And I mean, another thing we've done, we've been quite aggressive these last few games, which has been really good to see. And some teams can't handle that. I think from that last kind of 20 minutes, QPR very, very on top of West Brom and they struggled with that. They're getting in their faces, getting lots of players around the ball. So I think if you can really put them under the cosh a bit, might start to get a bit panicky. I mean, it's one of those as well, isn't it? It's like, what is more pressure these days to be in and around the playoffs or down at the bottom? Steve Cook, after that QPR game, was saying that they're just playing with a bit of freedom now because they know the manager's basically saying they know we can stay up here and the pressure's on the teams above us. And I think we're in that boat. Us, Sheff Wednesday and them are kind of in that boat because we've been the three, and Rotherham, unfortunately, I think they're gone. We've been the three teams that pretty much everyone has said, they're going to be down there, they're going to go down. But now you've dragged in the likes of Stoke, Millwall, Blackburn, Swansea, Watford maybe. You know what I mean? Like, I think hopefully Town take a leaf out of kind of QPR's book and be like, yeah, the pressure's not really on us. Pressure's on these teams that were supposedly safe in December and are now being dragged into a 10-team relegation battle.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? And the thing is as well, like, particularly, it's not that we're making excuses, but Brian Rose, it was only his third game in charge. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot. And I remember speaking to Steve Chicken about this. And it's like, when you've got three games in a week, you can barely do anything on the training pitch. You know, it's just about recovering kind of onto the next game. You get a session here and there. So, you know, even a draw would be okay. And then you've got a week between now and Rotherham. And I just think Town will have enough. You know, I know some people are worried about the Rotherham game, but I just think if he has a week with them, we'll kind of see a response there too. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Like you say, I think there has to be a little bit of freedom, particularly because, you know, at the time of recording, we're still at the relegation zone. Yes, that could change on Sunday, but, you know, again, we've got to concentrate on ourselves, I think, like, you know, and see what happens. Yeah. Anyway, Tom, it's mailbag time.
You've got mail.
Okay, so we've got four ones here. Two are based on last night. So, first one. John MC says, should the doctor be struck off after tonight's performance? I would say no. You know, that's, for me, he is wonderfully brilliant and wonderfully infuriating. And I think that's kind of what Town lacked. You know, yes, it's annoying when he is rubbish. But, you know, he admitted himself, but he does, you know, I think of, well, when he came on, I think it was against Hull, he looked pretty lively. I thought he was all right against Leeds. It's kind of hard to have to go down to 10 men as well. But I don't know, I think he gives the team something that they don't have. He's kind of a player that we don't have. And yes, it can be annoying. But, you know, we've seen he's got a knack for goal scoring as well. So I don't think he should be struck off. I think maybe make some changes for this one, which we'll kind of touch on in the next question because that's what we've been asked. But, you know, I think he's, you know, doesn't start every game, but I think he's a great option to have. Tom, you've been nodding a lot there, so I think you agree with me.
Yeah, he's one of those, isn't he, Brady, that I think he's going to be maybe two out of three performances are decent, and then you're always going to get just a bit of a... It was just a bad day at the office for him last night. I don't think it's one where you think... I mean, the positive you take from it is that he got in some very good positions. It was just some of those... It's like that cross where he's going down, coming down the left flank, cross the ball on your left foot, get it in early. He pulls back, crosses it on his right, and then goes out of play for a throw-in. Just little things like that. And I think it's just, yeah, you think what he did against Leeds and what he's done in other games, he's such a good player for us to have, and he gets us up the pitch. He's aggressive, and he's not scared to get in and around the box and take people on. So, yeah, get him on for me. And he'll be coming into Sunday thinking, right, I've got to perform here. Wasn't good enough on Wednesday night. He's one of the first players to hold the hands up and say that to the fans. And I think also why I like him is that you can tell he plays for the club and he plays for the fans, and he's just bringing that really kind of European style, like what we saw with like Hef and stuff like that. I think. He's going to go out on Sunday and think he's got to put in a performance for us.
Yeah. And let's be honest, like, there's been plenty of players that have had stinkers, you know, and like you say, quite like the honesty. And, you know, I do think he's improved, like, throughout the season. Yeah, last night was a bit of a bad example, but, you know, yeah, he's made some important contributions this season. So, yeah, no one struck him off. Guy Bradley asks, Spencer has been found out a couple of times at left back recently. Should he start on his natural right side from now on? I think so. I mean, the thing is, Brody has been so good since he's come back from his loan from Motherwell. And he's played loads of different positions among the back line. But, you know, he's 19 and he's going to have games where he's, you know, still learning. In terms of the game on Sunday and maybe for Rotherham, I would freshen things up a little bit. I'd certainly get Bulker in there if he's fit. But I would probably have Brody as the right back, and I'd probably play Headley, because, like you said, I thought Headley's shown something in the past couple of games, and I think he probably deserves a start. Plus, you know, I do think Pearson or Lees has been... I thought Lees was great against Leeds. I think maybe Pearson comes out just for this one. I don't know if you're going to need a head-it-clear-it type person for this, or he's certainly an option to bring on given the game state. But, yeah, for this one, I'd probably do Brody on the right and Jaheim Headley on the left. And I'd have Lees, I'd probably have Helic and Bulker. I don't know, it's tricky. Or, you know, if Bulker's not fit, I think Helic and Lees to show the experienced lads because they've got cover. But, yeah, what do you think, Tom? You know, would you kind of go for something similar?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think West Brom play quite wide, don't they? I think... they love that kind of, especially that left side. So it would, if you did put Brody, he'd be possibly doing a lot of work. But I come back to him. I think that was just a bad performance. And Headley come on big was great. So I think you could play those two as your fullback, and then if you've got Lees and Helic in the middle, or Bulker and Helic, or I mean even Pearson and Helic. I think that's a good back four. I really like these two young fullbacks that we've got, and it's really promising if we can kind of keep hold of these lads for a couple of years. I think for me, there's some good players there, and I don't know if there much. I mean, I've played fullback quite a bit. I mean, it's only a crap level compared to this, but I've never felt that there's much difference when I've had to play right back and left back, and I'm left footed. I mean, you can get turned around a few times because you may be a bit stronger with a... I think that there was a one for the goal where he's kind of... I think he dived in with his right, so his back's to the play, and then you've got to then spin almost 360 to get back up kind of thing. So it's just little things like that. But that comes with learning, especially if you're going to have to be a versatile player. But, I think Headley's good enough to start, and I think Spencer's good enough to start, so why not play them both? Yeah, why not have Headley left back and Brody right back?
Yeah, I mean, Brighton Rat's kind of been playing with a three as well, hasn't he? So, you know, I would if they're fit, I'd probably go Helic, Volker, Lees, and then, like you say,
yeah,
Spencer on the right and Jaheim on the left.
Sounds really good, that, Brady, because I think Headley, one of Headley's main attributes is he gets forward and he runs at people. Look, I mean, it was, he's gone down very, very easily last night, and it probably was a dive, but there's still kind of contact there. There's two players coming in and sandwiching him, but he's found that space and gone through it, and he's very direct. And it's kind of like we have that balance where you allow him to get forward, and then Brody's a bit more conservative, so you can drop to that just back four, and then when Headley comes back, you can have a five when you're under a bit of pressure. I think that's a really good shout, but obviously we're not the coaching staff at Town, so
should have let us have a game. Hopefully we're safe like we were by the time we played Reading in the last day of the season. And this is a call out to the club. Let me and Tom manage a game. Just for the lol. Disgrace the entire
season.
Okay, next question. Jay Taylor, he says, I feel like the question of what we need to do to stay up has been discussed to death. Well, hope not, because that's the next one after this. He asks, how does the club build in the summer to ensure progression next season, regardless of the league we are in? That's a good one. I always, you know, I've said it on here when we had Louis on, I always felt Bojan Radulovic, he was going to be a player who'd make more of an impact next season. I think there's a bit of an adjustment. Healy's injured, obviously. I think he's out for April. I'd kind of like to see what's going on with the strikers. But for me, it'd be interesting to see how Brighton Wright wants to play if we are. I suppose he says, regardless of what next season, what league we're in, we'll kind of answer this in two ways. I think if we're still in the Championship next season, for me, I do think midfield is something that we need to maybe take a look at. I think we've got a lot of similar players in midfield. I think Wild, you know, for me, he's been a bit unfit this season, but he has shown in glimpses. I'd like to see him have a, you know, full pre-season and see what he can do. I think Radoni's good. I just don't think he's a main creator. I think that's what we've kind of been lacking. I think you've got questions like Hoggy's getting on a bit. You know, so do you try and replace him? But for me, it's difficult because no teams tend to play with like that number 10 player much anymore. But I do think that's what Tanner missing, because, you know, Sorba for me is great. I think Karoma can contribute. I would probably make Berg's or Hugg's loan permanent. I think it's at 1 million. Yeah, I think I'd probably do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of the midfield for me. I think you're probably looking at upgrading another centre back there, just because Lees is getting on. I imagine there'll be some interest from Helic in the Helic as well. So, yeah, I don't know. Midfield's the main one for me. I know people are probably like, well, strikers, but I think strikers for me. I'd like Brighton Wright to have a full pre-season and maybe readjust, because Healy, you know, like I say, he'll have a full pre-season. Radulovic, he'll have a full pre-season. And we do have, yes, people are going to roll their eyes, but like, you know, Tyrese Simpson, like Hudlin, Harrit, you know, if he still kind of has a future. I think Awardy, like, you know, I don't know. I'd like him to look at that before we adjust. I think you could certainly upgrade in there, but midfield's kind of the priority for me if we're in the Championship. Tom, I'll let you answer the Championship and maybe we'll talk a little bit if we're in League One after.
Yeah, it's such a big difference, isn't it? I think you're listing some of those players there and some of them weren't playing League One. I mean, yeah, you could argue, Plumminette, if you can't stay in the Championship, then you're not good. You're not good enough to play in it. But there's probably three or four players in our squad that you lose if we get relegated. I think the foundations are there for, a good Championship side. And if we were, unfortunately, to get relegated, I think the foundations are there for a very good League One side. And I like the fact that we just talked about Headley and Spencer. I think youth is a quite a good thing to have in that league. I think that kind of freedom of, I mean, we've seen teams go down with a lot of experience and maybe struggle a little bit. I think like Derby, when they first went down, they brought in a lot of what you'd call championship legends, maybe like Conor Hourihan and stuff like that. And then they kind of struggled that first season. And I feel like they've brought in a few more. They've brought a few more of their youth players through, and they're doing a lot better this year. And I think when Sunderland first went down, they still had like Lee Catmull and stuff knocking about, and kind of adjustment was a bit harder. So, I think midfield, yeah, got to find someone who's a bit more creative. I like Radoni, but I mean, the thing is, Ben Wiles, we thought that's what we were getting with Ben Wiles, didn't we? We thought we were getting that kind of, that guy who passed that ball through the lines for us. And that just hasn't seemed to come off. I've seen it very briefly in a few games, but not consistently enough at all. And then you're looking at maybe, yeah, definitely a striker, because, we need to see more from Bojan. And then it's like Healy. We spent a lot of money on someone who has bad injury record. So is he gonna be up to be playing championship football next season, really? If he's quite soft on the
That's a bit harsh. Like, you know, we've not really seen him.
I know we haven't seen him, Breda, but I mean if you're gonna pick up injuries in the, do you know what I mean? Like, you only have to look at his record. He was out for quite a while before he was back for Watford, wasn't he? And then he's come to us and got injured already. I'm not saying maybe the quality isn't there, but it's more the physicality. If he's picking up injuries from playing, then you need to probably get in another striker. There's Danny Ward. Danny Ward's kind of a similar player as well, isn't he? I mean Danny Ward might not pick up lots of little injuries, but when he picks up kind of one, it feels like he's out for a few months. So it'd be just nice to have a striker who's a bit more robust. And I'd say that's for what, regardless what league we're in, that is.
True. I mean, I think to kind of say if we were in League One, I think you'd probably lose a lot of key players, but you'd probably have to rebuild anyway. I think, you know, I don't know. I think we could probably come back to that if that happens and talk about it. But I hope not. Final question. Kieran said, loves the pods as well. Thanks, Kieran. Please give us praise. He says, do you all think we will have enough to stay up? Cardiff was another false dawn, a few good results before, but other teams around us gaining momentum to ground out results, e.g. QPR, Sheffield Wednesday. Do we have enough in us to do it? I think the players have to take some responsibility from this cycle of managers and where we are. Do we think we have enough to start? Tom, I think I've kind of been answering every question first, so I'll let you go first on this one.
I look at the fixtures we've got, and I think we do. I think the home games are massive. I think kind of Sunday is an opportunity. I wouldn't say a great opportunity, but I'd like to think whenever we're at home, I'm quite confident we can put in a decent performance. And I don't really, I mean, there's a few games under Moore, but I don't really feel like teams have come. I just can really think of that kind of Cardiff and Preston game at home where someone's turned up and just it's been way too easy for him. But I feel like it's not the easiest place to come when we get behind him as well. So hopefully Sunday's another good example of that. I think Rotherham, they should be beating Rotherham. And I'd almost go as far as saying if we don't beat Rotherham, then you deserve to go down. You'd like to think there's 3 points there, and then I'm tired. You've got to be targeting Stoke, Millwall, Bristol City, and Swansea and Birmingham as you kind of right. This is where the points come, and because these teams are in and around you, the old cliche, they're six pointers, aren't they? Six and nine pointers. So you can almost it almost makes a much bigger difference knowing that if you beat someone, then they're not going to gain anything on you, and then you maybe take those 3 points out of them. So I think, yeah, definitely got enough bread here. What about you, mate? What do you think?
Yeah, again, I think out of all the relegations battles we've had of late, you know, I look at those draws. I do think this team is better than it has been in the past. I think, you know, yeah, and I just kind of feel like we do have the momentum. Yes, the Cardiff defeat, you know, kind of feels a bit rough, but, you know, there is games that we can win. Like you say, I think Rotherham, you know, they've got to get 3 points there for sure. I think, yeah, I don't know. I think it's really difficult when you look at how tight it is down there. Yeah, it's hard to not check the championship table every 30 minutes. Yeah. But they have, like you said, they need to concentrate on themselves. They're above the relegation zone as we record. They will have winnable games, in my opinion. There's a lot of six pointers in there as well. And not only that, in terms of other people's run-ins, there's a lot of six pointers. I think Steve and Dave did it on We Are Terriers, like actually broke it down. And, you know, there is basically quite a few of the teams have to play each other.
Yeah,
so
there is.
Look, like, I understand when you look at Sheff Wednesday and QPR, they're flying, and yes, they're in the bottom, but Town have got to concentrate on themselves. I think there's other teams apart from QPR and Sheff Wednesday who are not looking good, who might get sucked in. I think they'll be fine. To answer the second, again, I think they'll be fine. But again, we said before we recorded, if Town do get relegated this season, based on the past couple of years, I mean, they absolutely, you know, they were very, very lucky last season. I know Warnock came in and did an absolute job, but for two-thirds of that season, we were absolute rubbish and we deserved to go down, in my opinion. We absolutely got away with that. So, you know, Town, if they go down, they'll only have themselves to blame. You know, I don't think you could blame it on Brighton right necessarily. I mean, we'll see. There's 10 games to go. We'll see how it pans out. But, yeah, they'd only have themselves to blame. The second part of the question, do the players have to take responsibility from the cycle managers? I think they have to take some responsibility within that. But, you know, I think there's been a lot of changes at Town. I'm not making excuses for the players. I think the players could have done better. And for me, I think the squad should be higher than where it is right now. I think it's a better squad than we've had for a while. You know, yes, we were kind of limping to January, but even then, I think there were some games they could have won and given a better account of themselves. But with this team, I just... there's been six managers in 18 months. I think it's just been bad leadership. I think there's been a transition. I think we've got a new owner who's making mistakes, but, you know, again, Hart seems to be in the right place. We're Dean, who didn't want to be here, really, in the second spell, if we're being completely honest. And what do you do when you don't really be here? You just keep it ticking over, you know? So I think there's been a lot, you know, for me, we've made bad managerial appointments. We've made a lot of bad managerial appointments in the past 18 months. I don't get the feeling of that about Brighton, right? I could be completely wrong, but I think I've seen more from him and Worthington's spell than I have in quite a few managers. You know, and I just, yeah, for me, it's just how we've been run past 18 months. Look at all the, I say that, but look at the teams around us. Some of them are absolute basket cases compared to us. And I just think, yes, the players can have, you know, do have to take some responsibility, but I think it's what's been going on around it. And look, like, to make the comparison in work, if your work's unstable and, like, it feels like a bit of a bad environment and there's loads of stuff going on, it's not a productive environment. You're not going to get the best out of who you are. So, yeah, for me, it's kind of more off the pitch what's been going on that has kind of contributed to all this, really. Tom, I've kind of rambled there for a bit, but I don't know what your thoughts are on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same, mate. I mean, I think the beauty of it is, for me, especially 16th down, I'd even go as far. I think it's 50 points, isn't it? I think a team, it's going to be like the season when we, us and Barnsley, sent Peterborough down. Was that, did Peterborough go down on 50 points, was it?
I think Steve Chicken looked at us the other day. I think we started on like 54 or 57.
Yeah, we got a silly amount of points, and I think it's going to be reasonably similar to that. It's definitely going to be 50, but in the next kind of 4 weeks, I think we might start to see who's more likely. Because like you said, Brady, a lot of these teams have got to play each other who are in that kind of bottom half, and things are really going to start to open up then. I mean, look, we've got Rotherham, Millwall and Stoke, haven't we? And those games could define our season, definitely. Like if Town win those three games, I think you're definitely staying up, to be honest, because you've gained on Stoke and Millwall, and then got that 3 points off Rotherham. I think 10 more points gives us a massive chance. But yeah, it's not boring, is it?
Not boring. It's not. Yeah, I think that's the thing for me. I just can't, you know, I just can see Town winning games. You know, I think, like I say, I keep saying it, we've got to play Swansea at home as well. The trajectory of this team, I feel like we're turning a corner, whereas I look at the other teams around us and I think there's some in there that are like stuttering and struggling.
Yeah, I tell you, Blackburn, yeah. Blackburn. I know they're not losing, but they're not particularly playing great. And what is it? They haven't won in 6 or 5. So I'm totally with you on Blackburn, and Plymouth are sinking quick as well. And the shipping goals and the fan base, there's murmurs about the new appointment. So I think they're the two that could really get dragged into it. Stoke are a bit, aren't they? Stoke have not been playing great, but there seems to be a little bit of an upturn coming at Stoke. Birmingham, another one got a question. Millwall have got the Neil Harris bounce, but I just don't see that particularly lasting. I think Neil Harris will bring a bit of that a couple of games, but I mean, he's an all right manager, but we've seen him at Millwall before and it fizzles out. And They've not really invested loads this season and they've not been happy with that. So has that squad got enough to fight for someone like Neil Harris? Maybe, maybe not. I think Watford are very lucky that they had a very good start to the season.
Yeah.
I think they might just about be okay. They probably only need to pick up another couple of wins and they stay up. But do you know what I mean? There's teams that could really get dragged into it. And I think all Town have got to do is kind of get to those, get especially those last three games and be in and around it. Because what is it? The Bristol, Swansea and Birmingham, they're games that you think, right, come on, good chance here. And if we can kind of get to those last four games and be still above the relegation zone, then it's in our hands, isn't it? I think as long as it's in our hands, Brady, that's always a nice thing to have, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's it. And like Town just can't, for me, they just can't go to the last game of the season away to Ipswich and try and get somewhere, because Ipswich, you know, looking at the I think that's going to go right down to the
what a league.
But like you said, the three games before that, they're playing Swansea at home the week before, playing Bristol away, playing Birmingham and Millwall. Like, there is winnable games there. And if you know, as I say, probably not best to check the Championship table, but we are playing on Sunday at 12 this weekend. There's two games for me to draw attention. Blackburn on Saturday. Blackburn are playing Plymouth and Millwall playing Birmingham. So, again, like, that'll be interesting to see what happens. And Stoke are away to Preston. QPR are at home to Middlesbrough. So, look, like, there's going to be plenty of twists and turns. There's going to be a lot of permutations. But like I say, Tom, for me, it's in their own hands. Sorry, I interrupted you as well. What are you going to say?
No, I would just, what a league, man. Look at Sunderland, they're on an absolute, another team, like we're saying Watford have been lucky, but Sunderland, Jesus Christ, if they haven't had the start they had, they're on an absolute terrible run. And we're saying 50 points. Can you see Sunderland not getting a win for the last 10 games? I mean, they're on an absolute stinker. And if it does turn into that season like we had with Peterborough and Barnes, and it is 53, 54 points, mate, there could be some massive surprises of who gets dragged into this.
Really could, really could. And that's why we love it. You know, that's why we love the Championship. So, yes, although doing this previous show for the last 4 years has aged me significantly. But, let's see. Well, Tom, I think we'll call it there. But thanks for everyone. And remember, it's just one defeat. And like we say, it's in our own hands. So a bit of positivity. It's not the end of the world. We've got some good performances. Tom, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks to all the listeners and for those who sent in their questions. Really appreciate it. Tom and I will be back to preview the Rotherham game. So ta-ta for now, and
ta-ta, play up, bring the car back to Huddersfield.
Lads, what's your favourite 90th minute goal?
Got to be Heffley against Leeds. A shot from Moy and sliding in at the death, Michael Heffley. Great finish to the game. Shared with my family, only made better by ordering McDonald's via McDelivery afterwards. 3 points, McNugget share box, spot on. Order McDelivery now by the McDonald's app. You in.
At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.